Good morning with us, our political observer, Alan Chartok. The Ramblers are coming.
Yeah, I'm having to pry my eyes open this morning.
You had a rehearsal.
We had a rehearsal, and then, you know, I went off the Weight Watchers and had pizza, and this is just the way it is in life. You make mistakes, and you pay for them. And the Ramblers, I have to say, we're reaching our peak of readiness for the Guthrie Center Saturday night. Anybody wants tickets, 413-528-1955. It's a benefit for the Guthrie Center.
It's the Berkshire Ramblers Saturday night. Well, after issuing a non-endorsement in the primary race for New York governor, the New York Times has now endorsed Timothy Wu in the Democratic primary for lieutenant governor over Governor Andrew Cuomo's pick, Kathy Hochul.
That's right. The non-endorsement by the Times sent shockwaves through the Capitol because the Times is very important, and clearly they have problems with Governor Cuomo, and they say so. And so they did a non-endorsement, which is really a slap in his face. Now, today, they come out and they do a second round in this, and that is, instead of taking the governor's hand-picked choice, Ms. Hochul, a former congresswoman from the Niagara area, what they do is they say they want Tim Wu, this is the Times now, who is running with Zephyr Teachout. Wu comes as a Columbia University professor from down in the New York area, which is where all the Democrats are. Hochul comes from the other end of the state. There are some Democrats around Buffalo. People know her, but she was very conservative, pro-gun, and on and on and on. So Wu has a chance. I think once the governor starts to spend a lot of his money getting Hochul nominated, she may well win. But this is, again, another slap in the face by the Times of the governor.
You had quite a round with Dick Daty, the executive director of the Citizens Union. That group, along with the League of Women Voters, are asking New Yorkers to vote yes on a ballot question on redistricting. You have different ideas, do many of the other good government groups and newspaper editorials around the state.
That's right. Look, this is a stinker, this amendment, because basically it says it's going to do something that it doesn't do. It's going to give an outside independent group the power to apportion, as opposed to letting the guys in the legislature apportion their own districts, the majority parties, which is a disgrace. We all know it. It's hardly democracy when you fix the game. But on the other hand, the governor comes up with a solution. It is embraced by the legislature, and it allows the legislature, lo and behold, the next time we go through this in about 10 years, to do the same old apportionment. All that happens is they appoint the commission. If the commission doesn't do what they want, they get the power to do it themselves, which is what they've been doing all along. It's a disgrace, and I say shame on those groups. And I know that they feel badly when I say shame, but shame on those good government groups who have endorsed this as moving forward. It isn't moving forward. It's a phony.